This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva yesterday. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office informed that during their telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defense, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi further recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take India-Brazil strategic partnership to new heights. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Dobhal called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow yesterday. Earlier in the day, Mr. Dobhal held talks with Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu. Speaking on the occasion, the NSA said India has a special and long relationship with China, with Russia, and it values this relationship. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit India soon and the dates are almost finalized.
We are very excited and delighted to learn about the visit of His Excellency the President of Russia, President Putin, to India. I think that the dates are almost finalized now. These summit meetings have always been the watershed points. They have always given a new direction to our relations. So I do hope that this meeting at this point of time will give us some new ideas.
The Election Commission has rebutted the claims made by Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, wherein he alleged manipulation in the voter list. In a social media fact check, the Election Commission termed these allegations as misleading, saying that if Mr. Gandhi believes what he is saying is true, then he should sign the declaration or oath as per the election rule. The Commission also said that if the Leader of Opposition does not believe in what he is saying, then he should stop arriving at absurd conclusions and misleading the citizens of the country. The BJP has hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for questioning the integrity of Election Commission in conducting elections. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra says that it was not for the first time that Mr. Gandhi has made accusations against constitutional bodies. Mr. Patra said that Congress leaders and Mr. Gandhi do not raise questions about the integrity of the commission in those states where the Congress has won elections.
You do not have credibility. You lack credibility. Your oath has no meaning. Your words have no meaning. That's the reason as to why you have to give an affidavit to the Election Commission. Jo aapse manga gaya hai, wo desh ka samvidhan hai. Samvidhan ke anurup, likhit roop mein dijiye aur jaanch karwaiye, tabhi jaake asliyat samne aapki aayegi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will today inaugurate the construction work of a grand temple dedicated to Goddess Sita at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi district of Bihar. The foundation stone laying ceremony and Bhumi Pujan for the grand temple will take place this afternoon amidst chanting of Vedic mantras. On this occasion, the Union Home Minister will also address a public gathering. The foundation stone will be laid under the supervision of scholars and purohits from Banaras and Mithila. The Northern Railway has opened Anantnag railway station in the Kashmir Valley for transport of goods. In a statement, Railways said, as a major step towards promoting economic activities in the Kashmir Valley, Northern Railway has officially opened the Anantnag railway station for the movement of goods. With this decision, Anantnag is now equipped to handle the commodity, which will provide a new and efficient transport option for businesses across Kashmir. The station will operate daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and will carry out all types of goods except petroleum products through railway tracks. In Sikkim, the last batch of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra reached Gangtok last night. The 10th and last batch of pilgrims this year through Nathula Pass consists of 50 persons, including officials. Today, they will be briefed by the ITBP personnel at Gangtok. And India's medal tally at the U19 Asian Boxing Championships rose to 12 after five male pugilists powered their way into the semi-finals with impressive victories in their respective weight categories in Bangkok yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.